group of people I worked with professionally decided I was the individual they knew in common that was least likely to be Christian. And so in order to strengthen their own confidence and faith in prayer, they began praying for me that I would come to Christ. They actually did that for a full year or possibly even a bit more. And they prayed regularly and fervently for me until one day a young woman drew the short straw in the group and had to come and invite me to church. And what they didn't realize was several days prior in a hotel room in Miami on the way to the Caribbean, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, I had actually asked Christ into my life. It was probably more of a belligerent challenge than a humble request, and yet we have a loving God that understands our heart. I basically and essentially said to God, I will give you 1 year to make yourself real to me. I will read your word. I will take it 100% at face value. But at the end of that year, if you're not real, I'm going back into the full dissipation in the world, which I knew at that time with confidence meant certain death. The things I was doing, the things I practiced, could not have allowed a long, productive life, much less in a long life at all. And so I prayed, and God brought me to the Lord. I went to the drawer of the hotel room. I found a Gideon Bible. I opened it up, and the verse was 1 Peter 5:10. It simply said this to me. It said, after you've suffered for a little while, and I was suffering, I was sick of life. I was desperate. The God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Jesus Christ, I got the concept of God. I understood it. God is God. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, to whoever he wants. So I got that part. It says, will himself confirm, perfect, strengthen, and establish you. And the light bulbs went on. The battle was over, really, truly. What I understood in reading that end of that passage was that it's God gets the work done. It wasn't dependent on my good works, my good behavior, my efforts. Going back, if God can do what he wants, whenever he wants, to whoever he wants, he certainly was capable of saving me. I had believed that I was created for wrath, actually, but this was the breakthrough. The other piece that I'd share in that story is I had been working at Focus on the Family for 12, maybe 15 years, and I got a phone call from a woman named Kathy, and she called and said, are you Stanley John from this street in Southern California? And I said, well, actually I am. And she said, how in the world did you ever end up at Focus on the Family? I said, well, before I answer that, could you tell me who you are? And she goes, well, I'm Kathy from the family down the street. She goes, our parents made us pray for you guys every night. We prayed for you and your brother every night of our childhood. And I share that because, again, here, look at the legacy of prayer. This family praying for myself and my brother, we're not even aware. I went into the world. I did the most horrible things in terms of righteousness in the world. And then this group begins to pray for me by name. They pray for me as a person. And God grabbed my life. God heard their prayers. He rescued me. He redeemed me from my life of sin. And he's brought me now into a place where I can go and I can encourage others. I know what dysfunctionality is. I know what brokenness is. I know what addiction is. I know what hurt and anger is. And from those trials, I now have been given a mission to assist and serve others as they find their way out of it. But I will just challenge anyone listening, the most important thing we can do is to pray. That sets the power of God in motion. Then he might use us, but I know this, the prayer is what we need.